will have some guilty pleas for your consideration. Second, the first is on Fence Road, Doug Collins, Second row, Mr. Collins, representing by Mayor McDowell, who seats on the far end of the council table. Mr. McDowell is representing in his capacity as assistant public defender. Gentlemen, this defendant has been charged with larceny and receiving stolen property. Facts given rise to this indictment. On December 16th, 1968, one James Ivory reported to the police that he had some clothing stolen from him. Facts are that he had purchased from a clothing store downtown an all-weather coat, man's green and black sweater, and a woman's made for a brown two-piece suit. He then joined some other friends. He had his clothing in his possession. He did go out for a drink that day. He said, I'm about late that night. He and a friend went to sleep in the car because they had been drinking to a certain extent. When he did wake up, he found that his pockets had been slit, some money had been taken, and his clothing had been taken from his possession. Sometime later, a friend of one James Ivory observed this defendant wearing this sweater, which had been purchased by James Ivory. He called the police department and was arrested. His story was that someone had placed this sweater in his car. Some unknown man had come by and said, can I leave this back close to the car? Gentlemen, considering all these circumstances, the state is recommending on his plea of guilty to the offense of receiving stolen property under the value of $100, which is charged in this indictment, that he be confined for 6 days in Shelby County Penal Farm, and ask that you accept this recommendation. No, sir, if you don't, please, I have
it. Yeah, I mean, you have others, but all of them over here.
We also have it for 30 days. Gentlemen, the next case involves the defendant William Gilcrease and Thomas E. Davis, who is also seated here. They're represented by Mr. Lewis Powers, who is attorney of record. However, by agreement, Mr. Irving Simon, is that correct? Deceased here, representing these two gentlemen. I'm sorry, Mr. McDowell, the public defender's office does represent Mr. Davis. Mr. Powers represents Mr. Gilchrist. Gentlemen, these two defendants have also been charged with larceny and receiving stolen property. It appears that both of these young men worked for the Caravan Company on Jackson on July the 28th, 1968. About 5:15 p.m., one of the employees of this company observed these two young employees taking two cartons of coffee and placing it in their car. They took this coffee from a loading dock. It was in possession of control of the carriage company. They attempted to leave with this coffee. This time they were arrested. Gentlemen, because of the age of these two defendants and all the circumstances involved in this case, the state is recommending that these two young men be fined $1 and confined for 30 days in Shelby County Penal Farm. I ask that you accept this recommendation. That's all that you can do. Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, would you raise your right hand, please? Tell me if you saw me swear to well truly try to issue the travelers here in Johnson, the state of Tennessee, and Roosevelt.
Several more indictments.
a result of a complaint filed by the owner of this residence by the name of Russell E. Bennett, who had, he and his wife had previously been out, and while coming back home, they noticed someone about their house. As a result of this, those people there, they called the police. As a result of the police investigation, these two individuals were arrested and charged with the this complaint investigation was made. These two individuals, the defendants,
candidate shall be the first